Okay, Red.
Okay. Tears for a time, the tide says with no winking. Try tide yourself, you'll need no convincing.
T-I-D-D, time.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra are singing stars. The Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. To investigate the tax problems besetting the American people, we take you to the home of Procter & Gamble's minor exemption and the guy Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer would like to withhold, Red Skelton.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, boy, these figures are getting me down. I better put this Esquire away.
Oh, pardon me, Mr. Skelton. This telegram just came.
Who's it from?
Western Union.
Brilliant line.
I know. Read it.
Why, it's from that nice little Bridget Carr who was touring the country in a yellow cab to plug your new picture, The Yellow Cabman.
Oh?
Yeah, she's in Fort Worth today, and so far her cab fare is $384.50. Mm. They're making this trip with the cooperation of the National Safety Council, you know.
You notice how subtle we sneak that in? Now, Mr. Mayor, you can go back to your television set.
My goodness, are you still filling your income tax papers?
Yeah, I'm going to check over it again, though. There must be a mistake someplace. I still got 3 cents left for myself.
And don't forget the stamp. Don't forget the stamp to mail it.
And don't forget to let them laugh, too. Oh, yeah, the 3 cent stamp, you said. Yes. Well, now I feel better. Real American, broke again.
Oh, come now. Don't look so sad, Dimples.
Now, don't call me Dimples. I wonder what Truman's going to do with all this tax money. Probably have more tax forms printed.
Tell me, don't you like to pay income tax, Mr. Skelton?
Well, I love to pay them.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote here.
But you know, lately it's sort of like playing canasta without enough points to go down.
Well, one thing, the tax forms are simpler this year.
Yeah, but I don't like the way they stamp it after they say paid. There's a picture of Alcatraz with a question mark. Have you paid your taxes yet?
Oh, yes, we paid them.
We?
Me and the Bank of America.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I did a joke last week about the Bank of America. Now, Benny did a joke about these blankets, you know, in general, and they got three blankets. That bank didn't send me one sample. So you had to borrow money from the bank, huh?
Yes, sir. On my collateral.
How did you come out?
On my collateral.
Say it. What's your feelings about this tax picture?
Well, sir, all I know is our forefathers had taxation without representation.
Yeah?
Well, it looks like the good old days are back again. Oh, that's probably Mr. O'Connor.
If it's not, I don't know this script.
Okay. Hiya, Skelton.
Hey, I'm glad you showed up. You can help me figure out my income tax.
Well, did you fill out your estimated tax?
Yeah, I filled out an estimated tax, but you know what I did? I didn't sign my name to it.
Why not?
I figure if I've got to guess how much I'm going to make, let them guess who's making it.
Well, here now, let me see that tax blank of yours. Yeah. Let's see, you've listed as dependents Georgia, Valentina, Richard, Santa Anita. Yeah. Santa Anita?
What's wrong? Should I put the horses' names down?
Well, say, you bought a new car last year. You can take something off for that.
Well, Georgia's already took two fenders off this morning.
And now, how about contributions to charity last year? Did you pay out any money without expecting anything in return?
Yeah, your salary.
That's too small to even mention. Hey, look, Red,
You should insure your eyes. You see things that are never there.
Why don't you have an income tax expert help you with your papers? Now, I know a good man who...
Nothing doing. You took me to him last year. That was really a crooked guy.
It wasn't crooked.
Oh, no, then how come his office was on the third floor at San Quentin? Well, I'll gamble filling out my own papers here.
Okay, then I'll drive you down to the tax collector's office. Let's go.
Hey, look out the window. The four knights must have just paid their taxes. They're leaning against a tree, and all they have left is a song.
When I was young, I used to wait on Master Thin, hand him the plate. Pass the bottle when he felt dry, brush away the blue tail fly.
Jim crack corn and I don't care. Jim crack corn and I don't care. Jim crack corn and I don't care. The master's gone away.
And when he'd ride in the afternoon, I'd follow with a hickory groomed pony, being very shy when bitten by the blue tail fly.
Jim crack corn and I don't care.
Jim crack corn
and I don't care.
Jim crack corn.
I don't care. The master's gone away. He run, he jumped and bit, he tumbled master in the ditch. He died and the jury wondered why.
The verdict was the blue tail fly.
Jim crack corn, I don't care. Jim crack corn, I don't care. Jim crack corn, I don't care. The master's gone away.
They laid him neath the cinnamon tree, his epitaph on that to see. Beneath the spawn, I'm forced to lie by the means of the blue tail fly.
Jim crack corn, and I don't care.
Jim crack corn,
and I don't care.
Jim crack corn,
I don't care. The master's gone away. Oh, master's gone, now let him rest. They say all things them for the best. I'll never forget till the day I die. Oh, master and the blue tail fly, Jim crack corn, I don't care. 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 Jim crack corn, I
Wash day miracles are something you women have come to expect from Tide. But the latest Tide miracle has amazed even you. For Procter & Gamble's Tide now gets clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. How can that be? Well, Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the wash water. When you wring out the water, the dirt goes too. You can take your clothes right from the wringer and hang them up fresh and white and clean. Yes, clean. It's already history the way Tide gets clothes clean with rinsing. Gets them cleaner than any other washing product known. Now, try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing. And when you do and compare the results, I guarantee you'll be delighted. Your clothes will be amazingly fresh, clean, and white. Another pleasant result is the time and work you save. And remember, the Tide you pick up from your dealer's shelf today in the same familiar package gives you a dazzling clean wash without rinsing.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Well, here's the tax collector's office.
Yeah, what a convenient location. A pawn shop on one side and the city jail on the other.
Hey, look, there's Willie Lumplum standing in front of the jail.
Yeah?
I'll talk to him while I'm waiting for
you. Okay, see you later.
Hiya, Willie. How do you feel?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
What are you standing in front of the jail for?
What's that?
I say, why are you standing in front of the jail?
I just paid my income taxes, and I'm waiting for him to book me.
Well, did you make a mistake in figuring out your tax?
Yeah, I signed my own name. I think I made a mistake with my income tax last year, too, you see. I always get paid in cash, see?
Yeah.
Anytime I do any work, I get paid in cash, and then I go home and I bury it in a little hole in the ground, see?
Yeah.
Now, so the tax department don't know how much I've made, see?
That's bad.
Did you know what happened?
What?
Some honest gopher turned me in. I don't mind paying taxes, but you see, I don't have dependents like other people. So, see, I don't have a father or a mother, you see.
What about your wife?
Yeah, I have nothing to do with it. Say, did you know that me and my wife are separated?
Really?
Yeah, I bought twin beds.
Say, why are you always fighting with your wife?
She's the jealous type, you know. Anytime I bring home a friend, she's always jealous of him. Of course, maybe it's because they're much younger girls than she is. She's always jealous. So now you take my wife. Would you take her, please? She's jealous. She can't stand to see her mother beating up on me, you know. I wonder what's keeping them from picking me up. I know they've read my tax report by now, you know.
Well, look, Willie, if you're so worried about your taxes, why don't you get your papers back from the collector's office?
I didn't file them with the tax collector. I paid him through a bookie. He gives me better odds.
You know, you're either awfully dumb or awfully crooked.
Now, do I look like a crook? I've got an honest face. Look in my baby bloodshot eyes.
You know, you can get into trouble if you don't file your taxes right.
Yeah.
Are you sure you put down exactly what you earned last year?
Yeah, it came out with four figures.
Really?
Ought. I got nothing.
You won't get away with it, Willie. I know you earned money last year.
Yeah, just as I suspected. Just as I thought. You're a spy for the tax collector. You got a snoopy look about you, boy.
Well, I'm no such thing.
I should have known it the minute I spotted you, because you yet don't look right to me. You yet don't look right, from your big fat head to your flabby little toes. You yet don't look right. Now, do I make myself clear?
You're making yourself obnoxious.
Well, it certainly takes you a long time to notice it, doesn't it? Well, I see my town and country car and chauffeur has arrived. Good day.
Well, I better go see how Skelton's making out in the tax collector's office.
All right, now, who was next?
I am.
Well, step right in. Careful, don't break the web. Now, before I check your tax figures, how do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
Well,
It says here you work for Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
Just what do you do?
Well, you know their trademark is that big lion that growls?
Yes, yes.
Well, I twist his tail and make him burp.
It also says here that you sold a car last year. Now, how much money did you make off
it? It says right there I lost $100 on the deal.
Well, before I can okay your tax return, you'll have to get me the sales receipt for the car.
Well, I sold it to Junior's mother and I didn't take a receipt.
Well, in that case, we'll put you on probation until you get it. And if you can't get it, we'll get you.
Go rinse out a few things.
Hey, Red, did you file your tax?
Not yet. I got to go see Junior's mother about the car I sold. Hey, look who's shuffling in to pay her taxes. Polly the Panhandler.
Yeah. She got her fur coat back from the vets. Hey, what kind of fur would you say that was?
Well, it's not fur at all. I think it's sable-dyed limp. Hiya, Polly.
Howdy, gents. Oh, I'm in a bad way.
Yeah?
I couldn't get a wink of sleep last night. Them darn bullfrogs kept whooping it up till all hours.
Bullfrogs? Do you live near the lake?
No. Since I was evicted from my pup tent, I've been sleeping in a duck blind at Pismo Beach. Yeah, now when I snore at night, everybody thinks it's the cry of the wild goose.
Polly, what are you doing in the tax collector's office?
Oh, I just come in to see if they could spare an old income tax form. I ain't read a good mystery in ages.
Oh, it's the same old plot, you know.
Do you have to pay any taxes, Polly?
Well, not this year. The little income I picked up, I had to put back when they caught me. You know, when I was a famous silent picture star, I used to pay thousands of dollars a year in income tax.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, every March 15th, I just come in to match pennies with them. Say, you wouldn't happen to have an eyebrow pencil on you, would you?
No.
I'd like to touch up my mustache.
Well, leave it like it is. It matches your fur coat.
Would you care for a cigarette?
No.
Well, then give it to me. I ain't had a smoke in days. Why, I'm so desperate. I spent all day yesterday running behind the sunset bus inhaling the exhaust.
I wondered why every time you opened your mouth, the smog seemed to be getting a little worse.
Oh, Dimples, that ain't a nice thing to say. I may not look like much now, but in my prime I was a dazzler.
Really?
Yeah. I'll never forget what Teddy Roosevelt said to me when I entertained the boys at San Juan Hill.
What did he say?
Hand me back my wallet! Oh, my feet are killing me. These open-toe army shoes are just too tight.
Well, why didn't you get shoes that fit you?
Well, when a store detective's got his eye on you, youngster, you don't have much time to be choosy. Well, keep in touch, youngster.
Bye, Father.
You know, I'd sure like to see some of those old movies she was in.
Well, buy yourself a television set.
Hey, there goes Dave Rose and his orchestra into the pawn shop next
time. Yeah, they've just paid their taxes and their instruments are in hock. They have to go in there to rehearse. Hey, let's go in and have him to play Liza, huh?
Tide gets clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. Now, that's a startling statement, but it is true, and you can prove it. Just wash your clothes with Procter & Gamble's Tide. Then don't rinse. Just wring out your clothes. And, lady, they're ready for the line. That's because Tide gets the dirt out of your clothes and keeps it suspended in the wash water. Your wringer takes out both water and dirt. Your wash is fresh, white, and clean. Now, you know that with rinsing, Tide gets your clothes cleaner than any other washing product known. And now try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing. You'll be amazed. And you'll save time and work. So buy Tide. Remember, every package of Tide now on your dealer's shelf will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. That's right. The Tide on your dealer's shelf right now in the same familiar package will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. So try Tide today.
over to Junior's house and get that recipe for the car. Receipt for that car. Look at his mother.
Go get your tax return in an uproar. We got to get the car out of the parking lot first.
Yeah, you go get the car. I'll go in the candy shop and get Junior a lollipop. I hope they have that new flavor for kids, strychnine.
Hey, there's that punch-drunk fighter, Cauliflower McPug. What's he digging up the parking lot for? Hey, Cauliflower.
Now, look, Commissioner, I didn't throw that fight at Southgate. Believe me, I didn't throw that fight.
Cauliflower, I'm not the boxing commissioner. I'm Rod O'Connor. Boy, you get punchier every second.
Who's punching? Not me. I'll admit I've took a few of them on the nose. Can't breathe, so it comes in handy for opening beer, though, you know. But my buttons are still in place, you know. You take some of them other fighters, they're really smog-bound, you know. Really smog-bound, eh, boys? You're always hearing bells and birds. I'll never get that way, brother. As sure as that 6 o'clock whistle is blowing right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell me, what are you spading up the ground for?
Well, worms.
Going fishing?
Hmm?
Going fishing?
No, I don't like the guy down at the fruit stand. I'm going down and...
How do you like that? I got an ad-lib and I forgot it. Do me a favor.
Yes?
Answer the phone. No, I'm going to feed the sparrows these worms. That's what I'm going to do. I meant to say I was going to stuff these apples, you know. That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, answer the phone, will you? Huh? Ooh, yes? Who is it? What's that? Ooh, what is it? Isn't that funny? There's a guy always tapped me on the shoulder, but when I turn around, he's never there.
Look, I got news for you. There's no phone around here. There's no sparrows chirping.
Oh, no? I know. I was only kidding you. I know there's no phones or sparrows around here. Mm-hmm. But you didn't have to scare away my woodpecker ringing that big dinner bell. Like. Hey, here comes the town crier.
What are you doing downtown today? Did you pay your income tax?
Yeah, I had a little trouble. The guy standing in front of me and a guy in the back of me. Yeah. I'm in line there, and the guy keeps jumping me. I said, stop your jumping. Stop your jumping.
Did he stop shoving?
Yeah, and he starts swinging. But, you know, before he could hit me more than once, see?
Yeah.
Before I was too shifty for him. Before he hit me more than one time, I was flat on my back. Never had any more trouble with him after that.
Was he a big guy?
Biggest midget you've ever seen.
Cauliflower, why don't you give up fighting?
Huh? Ooh, them tandem things are going to Capistrano early again. Ooh, there's a flock of flamingos blitting at them.
You know, someday you're going to get your brains beat out.
Huh?
I say someday you're going to get your brains beat out.
Oh, now why do we have to talk about the past? You know, I'm going to have that phone disconnected. It rings all day long.
You know, you like to fight so much. You must have come from a tough neighborhood.
You get it, boy. You ain't talking about a tough neighborhood. I came from it, boy.
You have a lot of fights when you were a kid?
Yeah, every time I showed my face, they'd start running. But they never caught me, you know. Hey, one day a little girl moved into the neighborhood, and I fell for her like a ton of bricks. What an uppercut she had. What an uppercut.
Must have been love at first fight, huh?
That's cute. That's cute. No place for it here, but it's cute.
Cauliflower, why don't you go to see a psychiatrist?
You think I'm nuts, huh? You think I flipped my lid? Mm-hmm. You should have seen them guys in special service with me when we used to put on shows in the Army, you know. You should have seen them guys all day long. All they did was dig foxholes.
Well, what's wrong with that?
We were on a submarine. Say, you never knew how tough I really was, did you, huh?
No.
You never knew how tough I was, huh? Uh-uh. Let me show you a list of the guys here I can lick. Let me show you something. They don't look for this, because they ain't here. Jack Dempsey.
Yes?
Gene Tooney. My mother-in-law. Max Bear. Rod O'Connor.
You can't whip me. You can't whip me.
Who can?
You can't.
I can't lick you.
No.
I can lick another guy.
You can't lick me.
Okay, I'll rub your name off. See you later. I gotta go figure out my tactics.
Say, do you want me to help you fill out your form?
You mean you got muscles to spare? I'll see you later, boy. I'll see you later.
Well, I better go get the car. Oh, Junior and his mother just went into the tax collector's office. I'll go tell Skelton wants to see them.
Now, Junior, please stop that noise and behave yourself, or I'm going to give you a whipping.
You as much as lay a pinky on me, and you're going to lose the best tax exemption you ever had.
Young man, I've had just about enough out of you today.
You mean I've worn out me welcome if you don't love me anymore?
Well, of course I want you, Junior. Whatever gave you the idea, I didn't want.
I'll tell you what gives me the idea. I woke up in the middle of the night last night, and I caught you tying a rocket to my crib.
Oh, I was doing nothing of the sort. Mm-hmm. We had the Friedmans over for a canasta, and they wanted to see you. And I was only lifting the manhole cover off your crib. Now, come along. We pay our income tax at this window, right?
Hey, you know, you're pretty smart, Mummy, dressing up this way so that we won't have to pay so much taxes. That gunny sack you're wearing should really bring tears to their eyes.
Oh, now you quit exaggerating. And hitch up the suspenders on your barrel.
Step right up here, lady.
Oh, we look so sad, boy. This will make every family trip. Yes, I'm. Oh. No, I'm not her boy. I'm not her boy. She just rented me so that she wouldn't have to pay so much taxes.
Junior!
I know he's your boy, lady. You both look alike.
Well, there's only one difference. You see, my hair is naturally red.
Junior! Of your life.
Yes.
Now, don't you dare open your mouth again and tell the man I don't dye my hair.
Well, how can I tell him without opening my mouth? Nuts. The whole family's nuts. You know?
And I know how they got that way.
Yeah, I'll kick you in the shin, boy. Oh, I kicked the desk. I kicked the desk.
Did you hurt yourself, dear?
Yes, I hurt me, Tom.
That's a good boy.
Yes. Mother's love, they call it. Mother's love.
Well, lady, your tax papers look in order. I'll go get you a receipt for your taxes. Now I understand why you deducted 30 hairbrushes as business expenses.
I'll winch out a few things.
Junior and Lorene, how are you?
We're sick of seeing you, you big fat pain in the neck.
Junior, why do you call me a big fat pain in the neck?
I cataloged them the way I observed them.
Oh, Lorene, Red Skelton's looking for you. He needs a sales slip on that car he sold you for his income tax.
Well, get him the car back. It's no good anyhow. She ain't been able to hit a thing for a week now.
Well, that's because I'm a very good driver, Junior.
You say you good, boy. Even Pop has a hard time getting a car in the garage, but last night you showed him. You wound up with a garage in the car.
Stop being silly.
Hey, what's this big stack of papers here on this desk? Don't they have weight paper baskets in here?
Those are all income tax returns, Junior.
Really?
They have to be stacked very neatly so they can tell who paid their income tax.
Really? Dickie Orlin and Jack Berry's in there, too? Well, do tell. What if a big wind come along and blew them papers all over the room?
Oh, that would be terrible.
Now it's beginning to interest me.
Sir, get that delinquent glint out of your eye. Now, there's no wind strong enough around here to blow those papers away.
Well, it's a shame to have that electric fan just sitting there not doing anything. You know?
Junior, don't turn that fan on!
Please, too late, you know!
Look at those papers flying around the ceiling.
Yeah, boy, taxes is going sky high.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide. Now for beautiful natural softness, exciting natural sheen. Don't just wash your hair, condition it with new dream.
It's here, a shampoo that conditions your hair. Conditions your hair to natural softness, natural sheen. It's New Dream Shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. No other shampoo has this new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent found only in Gentle New Dream.
Don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dream.
New Dream Shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. Try it.
Join us again next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a member of an organization that is 3 million strong, may I add my congratulations to the American Legion on its 31st anniversary. You have worked well for God and country.
Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This program is a copyrighted feature. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.